This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Cynthia Graber. This will just take a minute. Imagine finding a new painting by Renoir. In a way, Northwestern University chemist Richard Van Dyne did just that by revealing the original colors of what is now the faded remains of the original Madame Léon Clapisson. He showed what it currently looks like at the recent meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science in Chicago.
Somewhere near the edges where the frame was surrounding it, it protected the painting a bit from fading. And so we analyze what the molecules were under the frame to tell us what they should be now.
Van Dyne is a pioneer in the analysis of the molecular composition of materials. In this case, he identified a red paint called Carmine Lake that was known to fade. He then showed
a recolorized version of what we imagine the painting was based on the molecular information provided by this surface enhanced Raman spectroscopy.
The new image is much richer, the red's more vibrant, and the woman in the painting pops out with greater depth.
Molecular analysis of paintings, that's really what's new. There's been many ways to analyze the inorganic content of paintings and the elemental composition, brilliant methods, and now we add molecular resolution to the whole enterprise.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Cynthia Graber.